Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of the First Congregational Church, it's a privilege and a blessing to welcome you all here to the First Congregational Church. We are an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. Whether you believe without a shadow of a doubt, or you're full of questions and doubts, or somewhere in between, you're welcome here. Whether you're male or female, or somewhere in between, you're welcome here. Whether you move through this glorious world with a wheelchair, or you saunter, or run like a sprinter, you're welcome here. Whether or not you learn in ways that standardized tests value, you're challenged by reading with dyslexia, or simply don't get it, you're welcome here. Whether you're straight, gay, or somewhere in between, you're welcome here. And whether or not you walked up those fancy granite steps out front, or took a ride in the elevator, you're welcome here. Lorraine Oakes is back. We should all give her a special welcome.
Thank you for the welcome. That was beautiful.
Thank you. In a few minutes, we will be lighting the Christ candle. I invite those at home, especially, to get a candle if you wish, so you can join us in that important part of worship. Prayer requests, if you're here in the congregation, there should be index cards in the pews. If you have a prayer request or a joy or a celebration, write it on the card, give it to an usher, and they will bring it up to me. You may also mail it to prayers@firstchurchnatick.org or text it to me, and I hopefully will remember to check. My number is 978-790-8250. We have one resident of the parade ground today. There's lots of cool things over there to play with and color with. If you get antsy while sitting in worship, please feel free to walk on over there, regardless of your age. Please also feel free to walk over to these six prayer stations that are set up in conjunction with the Soul Sabbatical. Come back during the week, spend some time with them, walk over to them during worship, whatever works for you. Easter lilies. Myrna and Laura will be out in that hallway taking sign-ups for Easter lilies today and next week, so please see them. Bring hard-boiled eggs next week. For chaplains on the way, they need to be white because they take the color better, I'm told. Right here, Bill, it says bake sale. Why don't you do your thing? I thought you were a rogue announcer.
Hi, welcome. I just wanted to draw your attention to the bake sale next week. Bring something to share or buy something. Just a thought, if you're thinking about that extra additional pledge that you wanted to make, but you haven't gotten around to it, bring $100 or $1,000, put it in a plate and walk home with some cookies. What a deal.
Following worship, there'll be one of our, what's becoming a regular coffee hour chat, where you can chat about Accessibility Sunday with Judy and Gabby downstairs in some room. Jeff.
I I promise to be quick, but tonight is the Guatemala report back. Members of our delegation were in Santa Maria Teja this past February, and they'll be talking tonight via Zoom. It's in the link, and it's also in the bulletin. Grace Psyche will be talking about the computer center, the exciting work there. Sarah Lynn will be talking about scholarships in the community, and there will be other exciting news. Please join us via Zoom at 7 p.m. and hear all about it. Thank you.
Thank you. There's three worship things I want to bring up. First is the Easter Vigil on Saturday, April 8th. Some point, maybe perhaps overnight, please be in touch with David Coulter, and he can tell you more about it. Is this on?
Yes.
April 30th. April 30th will be a great celebratory worship service, and I hope everybody will be here, and I hope all those people at home who can make it will be here. It will be our last worship service in this room before the renovations begin. So it will be a celebration. We'll mark the transition. We'll honor some sadness as we move forward. Rick.
Pinch hitting for Sharon, as I often do. In your bulletin, you'll see on next to last page, Monday, Thursday, potluck dinner. We hope you can join us for Monday, Thursday, potluck supper and worship on Thursday, April 6th at 6 p.m. in the vestry. So that's not this Thursday, the following Thursday, Thursday, April 6th, 6 p.m. If you can bring a dish to share, like a casserole or something, please email SharonKirby3@gmail.com. What you will be bringing. The welcome committee will be providing beverages, bread, and sweets. Dinner will be at 6:15, followed by worship at 7 in the vestry. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. I took the worship leader's prerogative and I changed the psalm. So let's turn our attention now to worship and listen to these words from Psalm 139. These words remind us that God is everywhere. And we, each of us and all of us, were created just exactly how God wants us to be. God is everywhere. God created us just as we are. God loves us just as we are. Listen. Where can I go from your spirit? Oh, where from your presence can I flee? If I ascend to the heavens, there you are. If I recline in Sheol, see, it is you. If I take up dawn's wings, and if I settle at the farthest reaches of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, and night will become light behind me, even darkness is not dark to you. Night is as daylight, for dark is the same as light. For it was you, O God, who crafted my inward parts. You wove me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am awesomely and marvelously made. Wondrous are your works that my soul knows full well. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That light that Jesus tells us about is what allows us to see, as Robert Hensel says. There is no greater disability in society than the inability to see a person as more.
Please join me in the responsive call to worship. We gather in the name of our God, the God of all abilities and needs, the God of access, the God of interdependence, the God whose differences are holy. How shall we worship this God?
With silence,
with raised hands, and with stillness, with words spoken and unspoken. With every limit and ability of our bodies and minds, we will worship God. Praise be to God. Please rise in body or spirit for hymn number 376. Please be seated. Please join me in the opening prayer as we say together, God of a renewing and justice-filled creation, we come to you this day as a divided people, divided by the differences that we cling to as important, by race, gender, sexuality, nationality, income, and ability. We seek to deepen our awareness of your vision for humanity, one of mutual respect, inclusion, accessibility, and joyful love. Help us to recognize where we fall short of fulfilling that vision. Teach us today and every day of your gentle ways and how we can bring your vision of the world into being, wherever we may be. Guide us as we struggle to live following your example, to satisfy each other's needs, to authentically love our neighbors, show all others of your mercies, and to recognize the changes we must make to make this building and all of your ministries open, affirming, and accessible to all. We pray in the name of Jesus, our brother, teacher, and guide. Amen. Call to confession. God is gracious and merciful and knows our needs even before they reach our lips. Still, we engage in confession, admitting to God all that rest uneasily on our hearts. Confident of God's love, let us make our confession, first in silence, and then together. Merciful God, we come before you today as people who are worried about those who are oppressed, marginalized, and forgotten. We confess that sometimes we forget about those made in your image. We confess that we do not speak up when people declare who can be the insider in our church and our community. Forgive us and create in us a way to keep our hearts, minds, and doors wide open with love and understanding. Help us reach out beyond ourselves and learn about the joys of all the communities. Give us the patience to learn that all people have gifts and abilities to share with our community of faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, the grace of the divine is wide and deep enough for all of us. Shed any guilt or shame that holds you back from authentic, loving connections with others. Do not be afraid of your humanity, even when being human means making mistakes. For you are loved more deeply than you can imagine, and there is nothing that can separate you from that love. Amen.
During the announcements and welcome, I was remiss in not extending a special welcome to Crystal Lambert, who is an ASL interpreter and will be interpreting Judy's reflection this morning. So, the peace of Christ be with you. Let's offer the peace of Christ to one another.
Thank you. everyone. My name is Gabby, and I use she, her pronouns. And I would like to invite anyone forward, regardless of age, who would like to engage in a small but mighty moment, a refashioning of our time for children. Yeah, different looking group today. All right, so we are going to read a story about the different ways that people move through the world. So first, I just wanted to brainstorm some stuff. What are some of the different ways that we could get from like point A to point B? So if we were all going to go to the grocery store together, we're going to leave this building, we're going to go to the grocery store. What are some ways that we could get there?
Bus.
A bus. We could walk. Bicycle, yeah, we could use things with wheels.
Car.
A car, yeah. The T, yeah. Those are great ideas. And then if we, Uber, love an Uber. what about if we were all gonna cross the street together? If we were gonna head out those front doors, we were all gonna walk across the street. What are some ways that we could do that? How could we move our bodies to cross the street?
Hop.
You could hop.
Cars.
You could block the cars.
Could you get out?
Yeah, we could go down the stairs,
right?
Go down the elevator. Yeah, we could ride a bike across the street. We could be in a wheelchair and move across the street. So those are some different ways that we could move across the street. So now we're going to get into our story. Our book is called We Move Together. It's by Kelly Fritch, Anne McGuire, and Eduardo Trejos. So let's get into it. All right. We move fast. We move slow. We move together. Sometimes we have to wait. Waiting can feel boring, frustrating, hard. Waiting can also feel exciting. Like butterflies, like love. We wait so we can spend time together. Sometimes when we're together, we get stopped in our tracks, like when all the fun and flavors of the ice cream are just one step out of reach. So when I was reading this book, I noticed that this woman and this girl, they're looking a little bit upset. Why do you think they're looking upset? The woman in the red cardigan and the girl with the pink shirt. She can't get it. Why can't she get in? Yeah, there's a step. And she's someone who uses wheels to move through the world, so it might be a little tricky for her to get up that step. Yeah. And I know that if I couldn't get into the ice cream shop, I'd feel pretty bummed, right? Yeah. All right. We notice when things are unfair, and it helps us get creative. We make plans, and we solve problems. I wonder what they're making. We build something better. We work together, kids and dogs, bodies and machines, fish and bees and flowers, fish and water. Relying on each other helps us get where we need to go. Sometimes we find ourselves in unfamiliar places. We wonder. We get curious. When I was reading this book, I noticed this woman over here with the purple hair. She's in like a pink vest. What do we think she's doing? She's signing, yeah. So this woman is using a sign language to communicate with all her friends that are in the circle there. And I actually think she's signing name. This is our sign for name, if you're curious. We might have more questions than answers. Our questions can help us learn to do things differently. and discover new ways of understanding each other. For the things that connect us are also what nourish us, like roots and tubes and straws and friends. And these things that connect us are often what challenge us. Sometimes we disagree about how to be together. Solving one problem can create another, and we don't always know how to make things better. Sometimes we need to take a break. Anyone here ever needed a break? Yeah, I know I have. Even when we're by ourselves, we never move alone, like feeling so close with someone who's far, like learning from others who have come before. Their memories ground us, soothe us, move us. Whether we're by ourselves or surrounded by many, our small movements can turn into big movements. We celebrate. We make change. We move together. And that is the end of our book. So thank you all for joining me. If you are a friend who attends Godly Play or Connect, you're going to head off that way to meet with your class.
By observing Accessibility Sunday this morning, we amplify the call of the United Church of Christ's disability ministries. We are encouraged to share our treasures and our talents to improve access to our facilities and to support disability justice in the wider community. As you contribute to First Congregational Church of Natick, online at firstchurchnatick.org, by mail to the church office, or here in worship, please consider how else and where else you might support the inclusion of all in the activities and life of this church and its wider community. Let's continue to worship God with our offerings. Rise in body or spirit. Let's pray together. God of abundance, we believe that there is enough for all, so long as we share what we have. Bless our generosity with justice, access, and a community where all can bring their gifts to the table. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
You know, it's Accessibility Sunday, and I vainly thought that I could do the readings without my glasses, and I realized in that last section that I can't. The Christian scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 through 45. Then Jesus will say to those on his right, "Enter you who are blessed by my Creator. Take what's coming to you in my world. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was homeless, and you gave me a room. I was shivering, and you gave me clothes. I was sick, and you stopped to visit. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will say, "Jesus, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you?" Then Jesus will say, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me."
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for Accessibility Sunday. I want to especially thank those of you who have come out from PATH for Inclusion. You'll hear more about that program in a few moments, but your support means the world to me. I also want to thank my friend Krista, who is an ASL interpreter professionally, and who agreed to come out and basically work on her Sunday morning. It's a beautiful thing when friends show up. Before I begin, I want you to know that I'm about to share some of my personal thoughts about becoming an ally for the disability community. I want to say that I am not an expert about having disabilities, and I'm likely to make some mistakes here as I share my thinking with you. I might get some of this wrong, and I apologize in advance and invite feedback about the impact of my words. It is only through dialogue that I will learn and see a better way of understanding. I also want to invite everyone to get what they need here. So if you're a person who needs to take a walk or stand in the back or take a break, I'm an educator, and I'm used to a lot of wiggling in front of me. So I invite that if that's what you need. So, you've probably heard that I'm running the Boston Marathon again. I ran it in 2018 when I turned 50. An injury in the weeks preceding and wild weather meant that race day was a bit different than I had envisioned. Not quite the birthday bash I had planned for. So with another semi-milestone birthday approaching, the word rematch started whispering to me, "I'm back." And as it happened 5 years ago when I ran in support of Spark Kindness, my cardiac muscle has strengthened through miles and miles of training. And my spiritual heart has expanded through months of collaboration with my charity partner. Running a marathon can be an exercise of self-absorption as the athlete analyzes every aspect of training, rest, fueling, elevation, pace strategy, you get it. Running for a charity helps to balance that intense focus on one's own performance with a call to look outward and focus on service to others. Those of you who are not runners will be surprised to hear that this time around, I am running the Boston Marathon for fun. 26.2 miles in uncertain weather conditions with those Newton hills rising just when your body is starting to really feel the fatigue doesn't sound fun to a lot of people. But I am not just running for my own enjoyment. The name of my fundraising campaign is, in fact, Judy Runs for Inclusive Fun. I am running in support of a NAIDIC organization called PATH, Parents Association for the Handicapped, and more specifically, in support of the recreation programs PATH works to fortify. You may have heard about the adaptive recreation programs NAIDIC offers for people with a wide range of special needs. Camp Arrowhead is a summer camp for people with disabilities on the banks of Lake Kitchituate, right near the AmVets post. Founded in 1958, it is the oldest day camp of its kind in the United States. Big Res is a residential camp in the picturesque woods of New Hampshire. It takes place in August and offers a week of sleepaway camp for people with disabilities and a week of respite for their caregivers. Skyline provides a year-long menu of weekend programs and events designed to keep participants active and engaged with peers in their community. Great, right? Yeah, well, I'm going to admit something to you all here today. I knew that I saw the value in these programs, but when it came to fundraising in the competitive marathon season, I wondered if the whole running for fun thing was going to seem a little frivolous. You see, there are quite a few NAIDIC runners pounding the pavement to Boston to raise funds for serious causes. They run for organizations that support people facing housing and food insecurity. They run for research and care for people afflicted with cancer and stroke and Alzheimer's disease. They run for those battling addiction. Those are some pretty important issues. And while I know that every cause is different, I didn't fully know how my campaign would stack up. In this morning's scripture, we hear Jesus recognizing the good deeds of his followers when they feed the hungry, clothe the naked, care for the sick, visit the imprisoned. I didn't see anything in there about singing karaoke or holding cannonball contests or making slime with anyone. But I knew that the work PATH does to maintain quality in NAIDIC's adaptive programs was really integral to keeping them going. PATH helps to fund a nurse and provide specialized staff training and appropriate equipment and materials to ensure NAIDIC's programs offer high-quality experiences. And I knew that the camperships that PATH provides to remove financial obstacles for client families are so impactful. That financial assistance allows a number of campers to attend when their families might otherwise not be able to afford it. I don't want to overlook the thing that I believe that makes these adaptive recreational programs really special. It's the thing that separated the NAIDIC programs from other recreational programs back in 1958. Camp Arrowhead and Big Res match each camper with a teen volunteer from our local community. Those teens attend in-depth training at the beginning of the summer and are then assigned to a camper a week at a time. Kids as young as 14 find themselves having to navigate mobility issues, to find alternate ways of communicating with their camp partners, and to empathize when small changes to camp routines lead to different than expected reactions. They wind up learning about wheelchairs and leg braces and assistive communication devices. Some of them even learn about seizures and feeding tubes. And after a while, they learn about the transcendent power of friendship, about how no disability is so great that it obstructs human connection around what is actually shared between us. The program's PATH supports help people with disabilities enjoy experiences that many of us might view as typical. But in addition, those programs help those without disabilities enjoy a very special experience that leaves them changed for good. Local teens learn new ways to love the world at camp. FCC's own Gabby Dixon, who shared our small but mighty moment, and Reagan Foley are two of the young people who have recently engaged with these programs. I encourage you to ask them if you have questions about it. So I knew there was good work being done by my partner organization, but I still felt a little insecure about pitching recreational opportunities on the same fundraising field with the causes that addressed basic needs and major health difficulties. I was searching for something bigger in this work. Where would I connect with my passions for social justice and become committed to amplifying voices and advocating for our community as I passed my running hat and asked for donations? And then, serendipitously, or perhaps by divine design, I hunkered down and did some work for our church. In late December, the committee we call the Dreamers had contacted me about editing our church profile in preparation for our search for our next settled pastor. The document serves as a written and visual portrait of our church. It includes, of course, a job description and also a bit about our location, our history, our mission statement, our priorities, and our vision for the future. As I dove into the content of that profile draft, I discovered that my partnership with PATH is not only a means to a marathon bib through some fundraising efforts and an opportunity to support some undeniably good work in our community, but it is actually an extension of the ministry of this church and this faith community that I love. This community that supports me and also challenges me to lean into service. In the profile, I was reminded of the covenant that we adopted officially in 2003 to become an open and affirming congregation. We agreed to extend the hand of welcome to people in the LGBTQ+ community, to acknowledge their God-given beauty and worth, to embrace them, and to enfold them into all aspects of our faith life, from learner to leader. It's become so much a part of this place that we likely forget how revolutionary it felt at the time, 20 years ago. And then I read about our new efforts as an ONA congregation. Never a group to check off a box, to pat ourselves on the back, and to consider our work done. We are turning our attention to new welcome efforts. It's right there in our profile work. We are working to expand our ONA umbrella to include those with mental illness and those with disabilities. We want to be an A2A congregation. A2A, accessible to all. We have looked around this room and all the rooms in which we gather for worship, for prayer, for service, for education, for fellowship, and we have asked ourselves, who else is missing from our table, from God's table? We know all are welcome, so who else needs an explicit invitation or escort or accommodation to join us? Who has felt left out or excluded from our spiritual life here? I am so proud that access and extravagant welcome continue to shine as priorities around here. We are well aware that the work funded by our recent $1.2 million capital campaign will refurbish and renew and refresh our spaces. But the holy is in the work that will make this space more inclusive. A ramp, which is actually taped out on the ground right now, a ramp to access our pulpit will speak to the disability community. You are not only worthy of a lift to the sanctuary level in our elevator, that was the last capital campaign, but you are also worthy to lead us right up here. You are worthy to share your voice, your message, your love, however you might express it. When we install new lighting and sound and enhance audio-visual systems that will clarify what is happening here for all of us, we are saying you are worthy of seeing, hearing, understanding, and experiencing what goes on here. However you might engage in the holy, we want you to be able to find it. Will you hear it in a message delivered by a worship leader? Will you find it in the nearness and the simplicity of a small but mighty moment? Will you feel it in the vibration of the organ's notes? Will you see it in the dust particles that dance in the light filtered through a kaleidoscope of colored glass? Will you taste something transformative at the communion table? We center making this place accessible for all, because what we do here is not just for some. Faith is for everyone. We will make this place more accessible, and we will reach out to the wider community, the abled community, and the disability community, and say, come on in and check this out. You belong. And oh, by the way, if you don't find what you need here, we'd love to hear about that so that we can better include you. So back to the marathon and path and recreation, right? Doing the deep and thoughtful work I was engaged in on our church profile brought me to an epiphany of sorts. I saw my role as fundraiser and runner a bit differently. I was becoming feet on the street for accessibility in our community, so to speak. And while I always represent FCC out in the world, because I am of this place, and this place is of me, I had the opportunity to support inclusion, accessibility to all, in a secular, but no less holy space, recreation. Here, we believe faith is for everyone. What else is for everyone? Recreation. Think about it. From the time we are able to separate from our families and caregivers, most of us engage in a wide variety of recreational opportunities. Story time, swimming lessons, sports, theater, dance, music, robotics, summer camp. And we continue this engagement through our lifetimes, don't we? Hello, pickleball? These activities allow us to identify genuine areas of interest, develop new skills, form friendships, and connect with our communities. Recreational activities invite us to recreate ourselves as we hone in on things we love and stretch ourselves in new directions. And really, what is more divine than creation? People with special needs may not have appropriate access to typical recreational programs. Most of us probably take for granted our general good health and our abilities to easily communicate our wishes, to attend to our personal needs, to behave in expected ways, to move about easily, and to use a variety of equipment and tools with skill. Recreation programs, however, are not all equipped to support individuals when they present with challenges in these areas. They are not staffed appropriately in number and expertise. They do not have accessible venues and equipment. They do not have program flexibility to address needs as they arise unexpectedly. The Natick Recreation and Parks Department programs, which PATH supports, ensure equal access to fun by making sure participants get what they need to be successful. Lots of people have asked me why I run. My response to them is usually a curt, because I can. It sounds simple, and it is. Running is the easiest way for me to keep my body strong, to explore new places, to connect with others around shared interests, and to feel a sense of community wherever I am. It allows me to recreate myself over and over again and is my preferred recreation. I am so lucky that at almost 55 years old, my path to what I love is still as simple as lacing up my sneakers and hitting the sidewalks. Everyone deserves, in my opinion, everyone is entitled to a simple path to something that offers those very same things: growth, adventure, connection, community. The programs supported by PATH are a path to recreation for a very special group of community members, people with special needs and wondrous abilities. In gratitude for my own abilities and their strengths, I run and raise money to ensure recreational access to all. Faith is not just for some. Faith is for all of us. And fun is not just for some. Fun is for everyone. What else must we ensure is accessible to all? Think about it. Maybe we can work together on it. In the meantime, please consider supporting my campaign and my ministry, Judy Runs for Inclusive Fun. And thank you so much for the many of you who have already contributed. I am of this place, and this place is of me.
Amen. I think that I understand the enormity of the risk I'm about to take and disagree publicly with Judy Dixon.
Watch it.
When I heard Karen read the scripture, I was restless and class, and you made slime with me. I was filled with lots and lots of energy, and you did cannonballs with me. I was isolated and excluded, and you took the time to find a way to have a meaningful relationship with me. I was feeling inadequate, and you found my passion for justice and inclusion. I was called to ministry to work for justice, and you gave me the Boston Marathon. As we enter this time of prayer, what is on people's hearts and minds and souls that they would like to bring before the congregation? Joys, concerns, celebrations, wonderments. Dee Dee.
I would like to thank all of the members of the church who participate in our prayer shawl ministry, which recently a prayer shawl was sent to my mother, and it was she was really amazed by it, and I just want to thank you for that wonderful
prayers of thanksgiving for the ministry, for the Prayer Shawl ministry. Jeanette? A celebration of Lorraine's return to worship.
I'm glad to be back.
Prayers of gratitude to be back in the sanctuary. Heather. Charlotte is back in the sanctuary. Prayers for Megan Martin, daughter-in-law of Gail Martin and Carolyn Cheever. Megan broke her knee skiing and had surgery this week to repair it and is beginning her recovery. Others. Excuse me? Oh, Lorraine.
I want to have prayers for my friend Eleanor, who had a small stroke on St. Patrick's Day, spent 2.5 days in the emergency room at Framingham before she got a bed, is now in rehab. She has slight speech impediment and some weakness on her right side, but hopefully she'll return to my apartment building soon.
Prayers of healing, comfort, and all good things for Eleanor, who had a stroke 2.5 weeks ago. Generally, we, during our prayer time, we speak to God and tell God all these things. This Sunday, we'll do it a bit differently. Laura Hershey wrote a beautiful poem entitled, "You Get Proud by Practicing." And so rather than speaking to God this morning, let's hear this poem as a prayer in which God is speaking directly to you. Let us pray. If you are not proud for who you are, for what you say, for how you look, if every time you stop to think of yourself, you do not see yourself glowing with golden light, do not therefore give up on yourself. You can get proud. You don't need a better body, a purer spirit, or a PhD to be proud. You don't need a lot of money, a handsome partner, or a nice car. You don't need to be able to walk, or see, or hear, or use big, complicated words, or do any of the things that you just can't do to be proud. A caseworker cannot make you proud, or a doctor. You only need more practice. You get proud by practicing. There are many, many ways to get proud. You can try riding a horse, or skiing on one leg, or playing guitar and do well or not so well, and be glad you tried. Either way, you can show something you've made to someone you respect and be happy with it no matter what they say. You can say what you think, though you know other people do not think the same way, and you can keep saying it even if they tell you you are crazy. You can add your voice all night to the voices of 150 others in a circle around a jailhouse where your siblings are being held for blocking buses with no lift. Or you can be one of the ones inside the jailhouse, knowing of the circle outside. You can speak your love to a friend without fear. You can find someone who will listen to you without judging you or doubting you or being afraid of you, and let you hear yourself, perhaps, for the first time. These are all ways of getting proud. None of them are easy, but all of them are possible. You can do all of these things, or just one of them, again and again. You get proud by practicing. Power makes you proud, and power comes in many fine forms, supple and rich as butterfly wings. It is music when you practice opening your mouth and liking what you hear, because it is the sound of your own true voice. It is sunlight when you practice seeing strength and beauty in everyone, including yourself. It is dance when you practice knowing that what you do and the way you do it is the right way for you and can't be called wrong. All these hold more power than weapons or money or lies. All these practices bring power, and power makes you proud. You get proud by practicing. Remember, you were not the one who made you ashamed, but you are the one who can make you proud. Just practice. Practice until you get proud, and once you are proud, keep practicing so you won't forget. You get proud by practicing. O God, we pray these things in the name of Jesus, our brother, teacher, and guide, who taught us to pray, saying, O God of radical love, inclusion, and hospitality, we are your differences. May your work of inclusion be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grant us access in all the ways we need, and forgive us for excluding others as we forgive those who exclude us. Keep us away from the temptation of believing we're not enough, and deliver us from the evils of ableism. God, in you we find community, welcome, and belonging, now and forever. Amen. Would you please rise in body or spirit for our final hymn, All Are Welcome?
is made in the image of God. Embrace your own differences. Celebrate the differences of others and proclaim the good news, the news that God's love is not confined to a tiny box, but is without boundary. It is accessible to all. Go in peace and let all the people say, amen.